time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
One evening in the month of June, as I was sitting in my room, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was a jug of punch. Tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay, tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was a jug of punch. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee a pretty wench, eyeing on the table a jug of punch. Tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay, tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, eyeing on the table a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their art, they will make no impression upon me heart. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with a jug of punch. Tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay, tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with a jug of punch. And if I get drunk, well, me money is me own, and them don't like me can leave me alone. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rouse me bow, I and I'll be welcome wherever I go. Tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay, tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rouse me bow, I and I'll be welcome wherever I go. And when I'm dead and I'm in me grave, no costly tombstone will I crave. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet. Tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay, tooraloo-aloo, tooraloo-alay. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician, your podcast host, and that was the Brobdingnagian Bards with Jug of Punch from our CD Songs of Ireland. Now, this show is dedicated to St. Patrick's Day, so I try to pick a few songs that I thought make a good St. Patrick's Day song. It is also my personal podcast, so in it you're going to find lots of news about what's going on with yours truly. And today's show is going to be just songs that I've recorded on. In the future, I'll get back to mixing in a variety of other pub songs and Celtic music in general, stuff that I love. I like to hit random play. I started this thing on St. Patrick's Day 3 or 4 years ago, which was, I forget what I called it, but it was, I basically put random on my playlist on my Celtic music on iTunes, and then picked those songs, threw them in here and started, and it was fun. It was fun, easy. It totally revolutionized how I do this podcast, and not all of them, but definitely this one, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, which is my main one. That one gets a good 20,000 downloads. That one I have to put a little bit more effort in to create it and keep it interesting. So in any case, I'm going to start off with a little bit of news. First off, if you haven't checked out my YouTube videos, I have a brand new YouTube video that came out a couple weeks back. It is a recording of The Leprechaun that that was from my first CD, Soul of a Harper. I've done a couple other videos since the beginning of the year, Flower of Scotland and Leaving of Liverpool. I'll have more probably after St. Patrick's Day. I just have a whole bunch of stuff that's piled up and I have to take care of. And in the meantime, I'm going to play The Leprechaun from my CD, Soul of a Harper, and here you go. There's a leprechaun on my head. I wish that I were dead, for I don't think you'll ever let me be. He tempts me with his gold, and if I e'er so bold, I'd strangle him and leave him in the street. And then he says to me, "Ah, you're an Irish laddie," and he called that thing a harp. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Tira dilly dida, latta tira tira, latta tira dilly dilly die. Oh, latta tira dilly dida, latta tira tira, latta tira dilly dilly die. There's a leprechaun in my room, he swats me with the broom. That's the reason I forget the words of a song. Oh, he shows a four-leaf clover, but before my song is over, he's buried in a bowl of Lucky Charms. And then he says to me, Irish laddie, and he called that thing a harp. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Lat-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, lat-tee-da-tee-da, lat-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, lat-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, lat-tee-da-tee-da, lat-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. There's a leprechaun on the floor, he says that I'm a bore. His eyes begin to glaze and he starts to yawn. Oh, he lays on down to sleep, but I can see when I a peeping, he's watching me with envy deep inside. And then he says to me, you're an Irish laddie, and he call that thing a harp. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Tira dilly dida, lat tira tira, lat tira dilly dilly die. Oh, lat tira dilly dida, lat tira tira, lat tira dilly dilly die. There's a leprechaun on the hill, and I know his gold is there, so I grab him by the neck, but he gets away. Well, the pot's too heavy, he giggles, so I pinch me just a little, and he thinks I'm fooled as I run away. And then he says to me, you're an Irish laddie, and you call that thing a harp. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Lat-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, lat-tee-da-tee-da, lat-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, lat-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, lat-tee-da-tee-da, lat-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. And then he says to me, you're an Irish laddie, and you call that thing a harp. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he lifts his head and he sings along. Oh, lat-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, lat-tee-da-tee-da, lat-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. 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 The Renaissance Festival podcast will also have a St. Patrick's Day special. I just finished compiling the show notes for that. And if I think last time I was, did I talk about this last time, the Kickstarter campaign? I started a Kickstarter campaign to basically send Matt Letter, one of the hosts of the Renaissance Festival podcast, to go to a Renaissance Festival to do interviews and such. And we succeeded in meeting that goal. And he'll be heading out there on the 24th and 25th of March. So if you're at Sherwood Forest Fair and just outside of Austin, Texas, where I was a couple weeks back, keep an eye open for him because he will be out there. A little bit of recording news. I mentioned I'm not really doing a whole lot as far as recording right now, just because I'm trying to focus on promotion of Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. I say that knowing that I haven't done a lick of promotion in the past month. I tell you, I feel like totally swamped right now. Just not enough time to do anything. I moved this pub song, the Pub Songs podcast, to a monthly schedule, and I'm very happy I did because I can't imagine, as much as I want to share more news with you, I can't imagine doing this more than once a month because I have just too much going on. That said, I have some other podcast news that I will share in a minute, but one of the big bits is I want to release new CDs, and I've been picking my head, beating my head, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with new music in the future. I'm in a total standstill right now. Fortunately, last January, I've mentioned many a time, a year ago, I recorded a whole bunch of songs. I have about 60 or 70 songs that are all they needed to be is mixed or passed on and added other instrumentation added to it. I'm working with Daniel Briggs slowly on that, and he's slowly getting stuff to me, and I'm slowly sending new tracks to him, and not a whole lot's getting done really fast, but I came to this grand realization, and it's one of the things that keeps putting the brakes on any new CDs, because I keep thinking it's all about marketing and creating products. You know, I create new CDs because I love it. I love the creation process of creating something new. I love the promotion of that something new. I love hearing the responses I get. Those are the reasons that I go and create all these new albums. But the problem is that, I do bill myself as the Celt Father. I do primarily perform Celtic songs. However, I did this show at the Red Shamrock last month, Red Shamrock Pub, and it was a great time, but I sat there as I was compiling Celtic songs to perform in my show. I realized that, those are not my best songs overall. At least the traditional stuff. The original stuff is a lot better. So I guess that's where I'm trying to find focus. I have, like I said, 60 or 70 traditional songs that are all recorded, but what do I do with them? So one of the ideas that I had last month, and I'm attempting to work on this, is to release EPs. Basically four or five songs hitting specific niches and themes that I'm going to release. But the question then becomes, how do I release them? Do I release them as Mark Gunn? And of course, then ultimately these EPs will be compiled together into various other compilation CDs of Celtic songs. It's a long drawn out process. But where do I go from there? Do I then release them? I mean, do I release the EPs under a pseudonym and then release the full CDs under my normal name, or what? There's a whole bunch of factors that I'm trying to figure out, and thus far I've been stumped. I'm just not entirely sure what to do, and help. If anyone has any thoughts, suggestions, I would love to hear your thoughts. I have basically several pseudonyms that I've been recording under. Captain Blackjack Murphy. He is specifically piratey music, sea shanties and such, but the next album actually is steampunk. Then I have Four Irish Whiskey, and this was just a test project of mine where I basically recorded songs with an Irish brogue. It was later released under my own name as Going for Brogue, but original concept was, it was just, testing market, see how a name works. And Four Irish Whiskey has been a very successful, popular, very profitable side project. So Very tempting. Then I have Acoustic Celtic, which is a fairly new one that I put together. And it's my plan was to do live shows. I haven't gotten around to mixing any other live shows. However, I could release these EPs under that title. And it might work better. I just don't know. Oh, and then there's a new one. Is a pseudonym that would go under was Mark Gunn's Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Right now, there's only one title. There's only one album title with that name, and that's The Victims of Irish Music, and I'm thinking about doing compilations there as well. So I don't know. And of course, you know, what albums do I keep printing, you know, as a full-length album? I have had to cancel. I stopped printing A Tribute to Love just because it was not getting good enough response to just keep printing CDs. I could have kept the MP3s out there, but I decided I would re-release those under different albums in the future. I just haven't gotten around to that either. So I don't know. It's so many thoughts, and I'm not entirely sure what to do. But those are some of the ideas. And in the meantime, I guess I'm going to play you a song that was mixed and recorded. It was recorded. This is A Drop of Nelson's Blood. It's a new recording. That I had mixed in with Daniel Briggs, who's been helping record on this project. Daniel Briggs and his band, Dogs in Doublets. So it's pretty cool. So it's got this sort of old-timey sound to it. It's really awesome. Check it out.
A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind. Hoo-ah! A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind. Hoo-ah! A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, and we'll all hang on behind. A long spell and gall wouldn't do us any harm. A long spell and gall wouldn't do us any harm. A long spell and gall wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, and we'll all hang on behind. Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chair long. We'll roll the old chair long. We'll roll the old chair long. And we'll all hang on behind. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, and we'll all hang on behind. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. We'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, and we'll all hang on behind. Who will roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, we'll roll the old chair long, and we'll all hang on behind.
Now, as I've said, feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm doing a decent job keeping up with all my social networks. However, I'm feeling like I need to make a few changes. For instance, the band pages, the fan pages, I haven't done nearly as much with that, and I'm starting to post news there, I think, while my personal page is a little bit more personal, I guess. The fan page will have more news. I just want a little bit more interaction. Having those numbers there, I have like, 1,500, 1,600 fans on Facebook, on my personal fan page, music fan page, as opposed to the Celtic podcast, which has like 2,500, and the Renaissance Festival podcast, which has even more. But so I'm trying to figure out how to set all that up. I've been trying for a while, trying to figure out how to use that fan page even more. And I started posting little bits of news, but I don't get a whole lot of news. So I guess a little bit will help here and there. Pictures. I'd love to see more pictures out there. And so, yeah, that's generally it. I'm going to take a break and play another song. You can't have a St. Patrick's Day show without Danny Boy. So this is my version.
Now this next song was really Jasper's song. Danny boy, the alarm is not yet ringing, yet I awake with you licking me on my cheek.
Ouch, stop it.
The morning's come too soon and you won't stop meowing. Why won't you let me have one good night's sleep? Find you sleeping. You look so sweet lying in that chair you sheared. I don't know why I have this great desire to watch you run as I yell into your ear. Big lesson. Play with them before they go to bed. Start early.
Now, one of the biggest things I've been working on of recent is Songhinge, or the last 2 weeks. For the last 2 weeks, at least. Songhinge, if you're not familiar, it's started off as, well, its own site, but started off as basically a sort of a fan club for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. It's really been a spectacular deal. I started it off, and I think I was offering it for $20, or you get a lifetime membership for $35, which was all well and good. And I it's basically Songhinge has allowed me to basically, you know, make a decent living as a podcaster. It's the reason I keep doing podcasts, because, I mean, aside from the fact that I love it, but it makes it financially feasible to do so. However, I'm trying to restructure a little bit of my business, and where I'm going to be, because I'm at home almost all the time now. I'm doing very few shows, and so I need greater income. to lay it down. So I decided to set it up, Songhenge, as a tiered thing. And the starting tier, which, you know, people can become members of Songhenge, and it's just like $2.50 a month or $25 a year. And you'll get the email that comes out every month, which features an album of free Celtic music downloads from artists who've generously offered music through the podcast, through the Celtic Music Magazine and the podcast. Really cool little deal. Now, of course, if you check that compared to the old thing, which was $25 and you get also access to a lot more, I'm basically changing it. So the second tier, that is the Songhenge level. The Celtic Core level is basically a little bit more like what it currently is. Right now I have a forum I'm considering, and I'd like your feedback on this if you are a member, disbanding the forum, or at least not adding anyone new to that forum. The reason is that the forum it requires a lot more setup to get it going. The new Songhenge site should be almost, you know, you sign up and I don't have to do a whole lot other than share the new podcast each month. As soon as you sign up, you get access to the freebies and such. So it's a much better deal. The trick is trying to organize it all and getting it working properly. That's what I'm currently stressing about right now. Then of course the other great benefit about the Celtic Core level is you'll be able to get freebies, some big cooler freebies, things like a free t-shirt. I'm looking at the idea of some shot glasses, maybe pint glasses. These are things I'm looking into, seeing what I can make happen. And then of course there's the third tier, which is the Sainted Songhengers. And there's even more stuff. And then the final tier is I decided I would let some of you, a few of you, actually be listed as associate producers. There's a lot of people who actually love these podcasts. And I think it's time that you get credit if you want to show. If you want to be a major financial supporter of the podcast, you can actually show it in a way that no one else will be able to, or very few people rather. So all that's going to be at songhenge.com. Now, the other cool thing about the Celtic Core level is and this is the crazy part, I'm looking at starting a Songhenge podcast. And that's what I'm still working on. That show will be the random play show that I absolutely love. Basically, I'm going to get into my playlist, random play. It'll be less talk, more music, and a wider variety. You'll be able to hear some of the bands that you've already heard, as well as some new stuff. Most of the newest songs will be coming through the Irish and Celtic Music podcast instead of the Songhenge podcast, but it'll be new stuff, and hopefully I can smoothly integrate those in together. We'll see how well it works. I'm really excited about it in any case, and so there you go. That's what the new Songhenge, the look of the new Songhenge. Go to songhenge.com and you can check it out. If you are currently a Songhenge subscriber, you don't have to do anything. You can keep going with your normal membership. There's no change. You don't get some of the extra bonuses like t-shirts and swag, basically, that I'm going to give out with the new version. And that's a financial problem I can't do. But you will get basically everything else that's part of the regular Songhenge. So it's going to be great. I hope you will enjoy all this. So if you're not already a subscriber, I hope you will consider subscribing. Let's play some music. Next up is Do You Fancy a Drink from my CD, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits.
Gin, vodka, burn rum, scotch, wine, mead, and ale, beer in bottles, glasses, pints, and colors dark and pale. Fancy a drink, the barkeep called, his hand upon the tap. I pulled up a stool and joined him there, a maid upon my lap. Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, mead and ale, beer and bottles, glasses, pints, in colors dark and pale. I raised
my glass to toast the drink, whatever form it takes. There's nothing finer than why we're around the stuff the brewer makes.
Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, beer and ale, beer in bottles, glasses, pints, in colors dark and pale.
Whoever first made hops to beer was such a clever sort. The only drink that's better is a lovely glass of port.
Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, beer and ale, beer in bottles, glasses, pints, in colors dark and pale.
Is better in a mug, a drinking at a bar. It can make strangers into your friends, no matter where you are.
Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, mead and ale, beer and bottles, glasses, pints, and colors dark and pale.
Toast the last and I, and then we drank another. We would have drunk all night long, but the barkeep was her brother. Oops!
Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, mead and ale, beer and bottles, glasses, pints, in colors dark and pale. Gin, vodka, bourbon, rum, scotch, wine, mead and ale, beer and bottles, glasses, pints, in colors dark and pale.
I have several shows coming up. First off is this weekend. I'll be in Midland, Texas, for the Scottish-Irish Fair out there. That's a lot of great artists are going to be out there. I know Don Gabbard is going to be out there. Jed Merrim, I think, pretty sure he's going to be out there. Ed Miller. It'll be a great time. I hope you'll come join me. I basically fly. What really sucks is I kind of fly in and fly out. You know, fly in Saturday, fly out Sunday. So I don't get a lot of time to really relax and enjoy it all. But, you know, you do what you can. St. Patrick's Day, I will be in Five Points in downtown Birmingham. Shamrockin', it's called. They do this little event. They've been doing it for several years now, and I'll be performing down there. In the evening, I will be taking off because, of course, St. Patrick's Day is also my birthday. I was trying to set up some shows, and nothing was coming together, so I finally just gave up on it and decided I would just focus on, you know, just do the one show, then relax and enjoy my birthday, because I can't. I will be 40 years old, so, oh my God. The big 4-0. The end of the month, I'll be at Icon in Stony Brook. I'll be at Icon in Stony Brook, New York, up on Long Island, so I will be back there. I need people to talk about me and share, but that's just a general thing, too, because I'm also going to be at the Georgia Renaissance Festival. So if you can do anything to help let people know that I'm performing, I could really use an audience at all of these events. I sometimes, you know, do really great and have these amazing audiences, but that's part of what I'm struggling with as an artist, trying to find my direction. I'm going to come back to that after we play the Unicorn Song from Songs of Ireland by the Brobdingnagian Bards.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around and play while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of all was the unicorn. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord seen some sinning and it gave him pain. He says, "Stand back, I'm gonna make it rain." He says, "Hey, brother Noah, I tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and bring some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn." Now Noah was there to answer the call. He finished building the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, your humpty back camels and your chimpanzees, your cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Now Noah looked out through the driving rain. Those unicorns were laughing and playing silly games. They're running and playing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah said, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and I just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark rose up and drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. It's okay, Mark, really, it is. It's okay, Mark, really.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, because you might think this is the ending to the song.
It's not.
But I'd have to tell your friends that in fact you'd be wrong.
Really?
You see, unicorns are magical. So when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings and they took to soaring. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorn, don't be forlorn. The second star on the right and straight on until morn.
In addition to trying to find my focus as a recording artist, I'm also trying to find my focus as a soloist. You know, I told you about the Red Shamrock Show, and it was a great time. But so I did almost entirely Irish and Scottish traditional songs. Okay, so it was awesome. A lot of fun songs. My voice was a little out of whack because I just got back from Texas and was fighting a cold. Overall, it was a great time, but I realized, you know, those are not necessarily my best songs. So I put together a compilation CD a while back, which was Irish Songs for New Orleans. The whole goal of which was to book more Irish pubs, showcase and other venues, but to showcase some of my best Celtic songs. And now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, man, you know, I've changed. Are Irish pubs my best venue? Or if I'm going to be playing Irish pubs, should I necessarily be playing traditional Irish songs? There's the question. Because some of my best songs are not necessarily that, you know, everything, you know, they kind of fit into the Celtic genre. So, you know, I mean, everything from the Hobbit stuff, which even if you are, you know, Hobbit, you would think English and therefore not Celtic. However, the music is basically, they're all based on Celtic songs and tunes. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where to go. Should I be booking more sci-fi conventions than Irish pubs? My audiences at Renaissance festivals they're good. The ones at Sherwood, I had some decent attendance, even though it was freezing cold out there. However, it was not, I'm not playing for packed houses. There, I said it. I think that's what most musicians don't want to say. But the fact is that most musicians play for, you know, you're lucky if you have 3 to 5 people listening. And at the pub that I played, the Ranch Shamrock, well, it was a stormy night. Or at least threatened to be a stormy night. And so I had a few people casually listening in as I played, but for the most part, not so much. And is that the best place? You know, I find that, you know, if I'm true to myself, I'm a Celtic geek. I love Celtic music. I love geeky things. I love sci-fi and stuff, fantasy. I was watching Hercules, Legendary Journeys, right before I started recording this. I love, and I always finally started Farscape. Ooh, that was really cool. So yeah, I like the sci-fi stuff quite a bit. I love cats. Now, mind you, I don't really want to just play cat songs because it is literally a pet project of mine. You know, it's not something that I feel like encompasses all my music. You know, the sci-fi stuff is huge for me. Firefly, I love that sort of stuff. If I'm going to write songs, you know, the songs that I typically write are either Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Jedi type stuff, Firefly. I mean, we're talking, that's the type of stuff I'm writing. Or you might have, you know, general ballads and such. And some of those might be in the same genres. So I don't know. I'm not entirely sure where I'm going with this. This is a nice big St. Patrick's Day rambling episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, though. Lots of news. Oh, the Celtic Music CD store. I think everything's all on sale for 20% off. So go check that out until the end of the month, I think. CelticMusic.org. Just place your order and get that in, and it'll automatically deduct the 20%. No code needed, I don't. Pretty sure. Yeah. if you check my newsletter, I posted that a few days ago, and that had all the details and such. So yeah, that's what I'm looking at. You can see that I have a lot on my mind, and not enough time really getting taken care of everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working on trying to pull everything together. So, but again, I do want to really, truly thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. I want to thank you so very much for sharing it with other people. I really appreciate just the fact that you care at all. If you've made it this far, especially, that you actually care what I have to say, because I'm not sure I do right now, because there's so much. It's just, my head's going to explode. I don't know. You're sitting here staring at a computer screen talking to yourself. That's what I'm doing here. I'm talking to myself. And so I really appreciate you spending the time to listening to this podcast. And I hope you got something interesting out of it. I hope this is something that you will enjoy. And I hope most of all that you're going to have a great, safe, happy St. Patrick's Day. This is the 100th episode. I may as well have put it all out there with lots of fun stuff. You know what? In fact, I'm going to throw on several extra songs. You can find them in the show notes. This is just to slam this out. 100 episodes. Thank you all very much for listening. And we're going to kick it off with Whiskey Johnny from Captain Blackjack Murphy from the CD Pogue Mahone Means Kiss My Arse. And then there'll be some other songs. I don't know what they are yet, but check the show notes. They're going to be fun. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Whiskey. Whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey killed me, poor old dad. Whiskey, Johnny. And whiskey drove me mother mad. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey killed me, brother Ben. Whiskey, Johnny. It always was the world began. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I took my gal to a whiskey mill. Whiskey, Johnny. We drank whiskey and I gave her my fill. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey from an old tin can. Whiskey, Johnny. I'll drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I drink it hot and I drink it cold. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink it new and I drink it old. Whiskey for my Johnny, yo. Whiskey up and whiskey down. Whiskey, Johnny. Whiskey all around the town. Whiskey for my Johnny, yo. Oh, whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny, yo. Oh, whiskey here and whiskey there. whiskey, Johnny. I'll drink whiskey everywhere, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I'll drink whiskey in a noose, whiskey, Johnny. And I'll drink whiskey with Dr. Seuss, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Glass of grog for every man, whiskey, Johnny. And a bottle full for the shanty man, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Come along, boys, and pull with a will, whiskey, Johnny. We're almost through, we can go it still, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny.
All the way, all the way, you'll hear me sing about the South Australia. Farewell, ye dungeons dark and strang, farewell, farewell to thee. Macpherson's time will now be lying on yonder gavel's tree. Say rantingly, say wantonly, and say dauntingly, get he. He played a tune and he danced at the rim below the gavel's tree. Untie these bands, fray off my hands, and gie to me my sword. And there's no a man in all Scotland but I'll brave him at a word. Say rantingly, say wantonly, and say dauntingly, gate he. He played a tune and he danced at the rim below the gallows tree. The sun come here to see me hang, and some to buy my fiddle. But before that I do part with her, I'll break her through the middle. Say rantingly, say wantonly, and say dauntingly, giddy. He played a tune and he danced a turn below the gavel's tree. The fiddle into Beethoven's hands, and he's broke it out of steam. Seen there's nae other hand shall play on thee when I am deed in vain. Say rantingly, say wantonly, and say dauntingly, gate he. He played a tune and he danced a turn below the gavel's tree. The reprieve was coming o'er the brig of Banff to set Macpherson free. But they put the clock a quarter of four and they hanged him to the tree. Say rantingly, say wantonly, and say dauntingly, gate he. He played a tune and he danced at the rim below the gallows tree.
Marching one by one, long green sashes under the sun on Paddy's Day. Everyone's drinking, having fun, they play the pipes, they bang the drum on Paddy's Day. There's a mayor and there's a god, greedy for your votes of love on Paddy's Day. I'm pushing through the push and shove, tack on head and hand in glove on Paddy's Day. the tree, consorting in the land of the free on Paddy's Day.
Day.
Remember the dead got left behind, remember the poor, the sick, the blind on Paddy's Day.
Day.
The billionaires ran out the march from Harlem to the 8th Street Arch on Paddy's Day.
Day.
The coffin ships no longer sail, they're in a museum telling their tale on Paddy's Day.
Day.
Yeah, Paddy's Day.
Day.
Yeah. Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah. Paddy's Day.
Day, yeah.
Hey! Riots over, the bellies full, the maples shine, the faces dull on Paddy's Day. Long Island teenager kicked to the ground, straight to the bar for one more round of Paddy's Day.
Day, yeah.
More dancers, whistles, pipers too, everyone's Irish, even the Jew on Paddy's Day.
Day, yeah.
Celebrating I don't know what, in every land that time forgot on Paddy's Day.
Day, yeah.
Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah. Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah. Paddy's Day. Just with the crowd, we're loud, we're America, and we're proud on Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah, Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah, Paddy's Day.
Day,
yeah, Paddy's Day.
Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.